On one side is hundreds of anti-fracking campaigners. They're making lots of noise. They're dressed in yellow. They've even been singing and playing drums out of old water coolers. On the other side, there's been around 100 pro-fracking campaigners. They quietly gathered around an hour later. They blared loud music over the speakers to drown the anti-frackers out, and then quietly left after a 10-minute demonstration. Now, I spoke with Paul. He's pro-fracking and told me why he supports it.
I vehemently support fracking coming to the area because I don't think anything else is going to come. I think we've lost manufacturing. I don't think there is any other industry that is going to put money in to come down the M55 and start something big here.
David Cameron has said previously that he wants Lancashire to be the first and to be the capital of fracking in the UK. Is that something that you'd welcome?
I think it would be great if it happened because to be the first, you would become a centre of excellence. You know, you've got the colleges and you could do the courses and you could have people come, and it would bring a great big influx of people and professionals into the town and the area. So we'd love it to happen. Whether it will or not, I don't know, but we're really hopeful.
Roz is from Nana's Against Fracking.
All Lancashire!
All Lancashire!
It's wonderful! Lancashire is wonderful! It's full of frack fighting nannies! Oh, Lancashire is wonderful!
Thinks it's a bad idea.
Well, I've been fighting the frackers for 4 years. I'm a local community pharmacist. I'm very concerned about the health impact of all the processes of fracking.
And why so?
Well, there's a lot of nasty chemicals being used. At the moment, they've got a really bad emission in California, and they're now finding that the gas emission has got radioactivity in it as well as formaldehyde and maybe benzene. They're all really nasty chemicals. They're having to evacuate people. I don't want that happening for the Vale Coast.
The public inquiry is expected to last here at Bloomfield Road for 5 weeks.